Greenpeace said its borders found more than 150 pounds of shark fins taken from at least 42 sharks, but just 3 sharks recorded in the vessel's log. Sharks are often caught by boats fishing for tuna, and according to Greenpeace, the fishing boat was transferring its catch to a larger mothership. In effect, the fish were being laundered. When the mothership reaches port, it's not clear where or when or who caught its fish. In response, the government of Nauru announced a ban on all transshipments. A statement from the Nauru Fisheries and Marine Resources Authority said, "These seas act like a safe haven for pirate boats, and transshipment allows them to stay at sea longer and launder fish out of the area." Lagi Turabau of Greenpeace told ABC Radio that if it's to be effective, the ban must be extended to the entire region. If fishing vessels had to go to land to transfer their catch, he said, it would solve many of the problems out here in the Pacific. But he also noted many Pacific nations have no way to enforce any regulation. The national waters of Kiribati, for example, are bigger than the continental U.S., but the country owns just one patrol boat. Earlier this month at the Pacific Islands Forum, Australia and New Zealand pledged $43 million between them for maritime surveillance to police Pacific fisheries. At that same meeting, Feliti Teo, the director of the Tuna Commission, said that cuts in the catch of big-eye tuna can no longer be delayed, while stocks of skipjack, yellowfin, and albacore are only somewhat better off. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.